ويا ويلتي أني ويا حسرتي طووا وعن غيره قسها ويا أسف العلا وكيف الثلاث غير زاغت بماضي أم الخيب خيف طيب ضيقت فتجملا.
And to look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared. Ya Muhammad, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ as well, subhanAllah. Ya Muhammad, do not, this is so, so huge. Allah is telling His Prophet, do not extend your eyes towards that which we have given these other people in terms of worldly material. Do not extend your eyes. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ. What about some of us who extend our hands? Is it not true? We extend our hands, thinking that results and khayr and goodness and openings and achievements all lies with the creation. So I'm extending my hand as if I'm asking this creation like He's the creator, as if I'm going to beg. Don't extend your eyes, let alone your hands. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. They are being tested with this worldly stuff that they have. Don't look towards those people. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. We are the ones who are going to provide for you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that if you run away from your rizq, just like you run away from death, if you were to run away from sustenance and provisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like you were to run away from death, the way that death will catch up with you, your rizq will also catch up with you. He is al-razaq and He is al-razaqa. And He is the one who provides and He is the one who gives. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives. So don't look towards these people. Work hard, come with the asbab and that's it. And it's a shame that we have to say sometimes at the end of these things that inshaAllah ta'ala is going to require more time. It shouldn't really require time. Our tawakkul in Allah and the strength of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing His might and power and ability, should be something that comes natural. It should be part of the fitrah. But even if it doesn't, no harm that the Muslim strengthens it. But you need to acknowledge that it only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.